Penguin Random House Audio presents Mexican Gothic by Silvia Moreno Garcia. Read for you by Frankie Corzo. 1. The parties at the Tuñón's house always ended unquestionably late, and since the hosts enjoyed costume parties in particular, it was not unusual to see chinas poblanas with their folkloric skirts and ribbons in their hair arrive in the company of a harlequin or a cowboy. Their chauffeurs, rather than waiting outside the Tuñón's house in vain, had systematized the nights. They would head off to eat tacos at a street stand, or even visit a maid who worked in one of the nearby homes, a courtship as delicate as a Victorian melodrama. Some of the chauffeurs would cluster together, sharing cigarettes and stories. A couple took naps. After all, they knew full well that no one was going to abandon that party until after 1 a.m. So the couple stepping out of the party at 10 p.m. therefore broke convention. What's worse, the man's driver had left to fetch himself dinner and could not be found. The young man looked distressed, trying to determine how to proceed. He had worn a papier-mâché horse's head, a choice that now came back to haunt him as they'd have to make the journey through the city with this cumbersome prop. Noemi had warned him she wanted to win the costume contest, placing ahead of Laura Quesada and her beau, and thus he'd made an effort that now seemed misplaced, since his companion did not dress as she had said she would. Noemi Taboada had promised she'd rent a jockey outfit, complete with a riding crop. It was supposed to be a clever and slightly scandalous choice, since she'd heard Laura was going to attend as Eve, with a snake wrapped around her neck.